Hello, everyone, and welcome to The Mac Show. I'm Jeff Gamet. I'm your interim host, sitting in for Ewan Rankin. And it's awesome to be here. Hey, welcome to 2025. This is our first show of the year. And we have our interim guest with us today, Ewan Rankin. Ewan, how are you?
Hello, peeps. Yeah, it's all right. I came on the big show before Christmas and did the quiz and wasn't horrific. So I thought, maybe I'm at least at greeny level of knowledge with Apple at the moment. Maybe I'm not. But yeah, no, it's good to come here. I thought yeah, I'll join in if I can. I've definitely got at least an hour. So,
you know, I'm glad you were able to pencil this into your schedule.
No, I just saw the link in the chat room.
I'll take it as I can get it.
Scared, so I don't have the knowledge of that. I'm here as ballast, very, very greeny like. I am the spirit, you know, definitely. Matt Room is still good for all the Tories, yeah? No? That changed?
Yeah, hasn't changed. I mean, to be honest, I don't think much has changed since you joined us. Like, it's more or less the same crap every year.
Thanks.
Yeah, that checks out. Yep.
Yeah.
We have done our best, Ewan, to continue.
I didn't start this network so it could be professional.
That's true.
Yeah, well, we are keeping the shows to your standard.
Yes.
Yes.
Perfect. Exactly. It didn't sell in the past and it's not selling now.
True. Yeah, but at least we get to hang out. And it's always a treat to get to hang out with all of you.
So much.
Well, it's great to see you. And I still absolutely love your whiskey display rack.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah.
It's close to being ripped off the wall, I think, from the weight. I've got quite a lot up there now. And there's four bottles I haven't even got up there. They won't fit. So
so you need a new rack. Yep. That's what you're saying.
Or we should all
you
drink
just
it.
Need a bigger wall.
There's three 10 millimeter masonry joists holding it up. So it's, it's weighty.
Well, I hope it doesn't fall because that would just be a tragedy.
Okay,
it would be.
Yeah.
I'd have to drink it, wouldn't I? Just lick it off the floor.
Okay. Yeah.
There's an idea.
Yep. It's, you know, we do what we have to in times of emergencies. Yep. Yeah. Or times of crisis.
I've got to say, I love the chat names that get developed now automatically.
Yep.
The names in the chat room, if you don't sign in as who you are, they're great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Festive Euler, Ferris's brother.
I just realized it's been a month. I forgot. I'm supposed to be in the chat.
The best is still, I think, the two times Atlee came in, he was something beaver related. I don't remember that. It was perfect.
Yeah. There was something Willy earlier as well, which was inappropriate, which is always good on this.
What was Chuck's cranky?
I don't remember.
Cranky something.
It was appetite either way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it was
cranky bastard. I can't remember.
No, I don't think bastard.
What we got Chuck dying in from CES.
Yeah, it was like cranky Johnson or something.
Oh yeah. That sounds about right.
That's
he might
even
join from CES. He said he might jump in, but he
we need it. We need a field report. Never be as good as Jeff, but...
Yeah, yes.
You know, it was my special skill. And I knew exactly the products to get live demos of.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
You were great, mate. That is a legend.
Yes. Yeah. And it's available on BritishTechNetwork.com. I've published everything again, so...
Oh, my God.
Somewhere.
All the drunken nights are up there. Fantastic. Mm-hmm. Just what it needs.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Yep. Speaking of beautiful, Ben, how are you?
I am fantastic.
You got to PayPal him something for that because that is a hell of a link.
Yeah. Ben knows where to send his credit card. Yep.
Yep.
Yep. And Patrice, how's it going for you?
Really well. I've been I had this week off still, so it was great. My entire apartment is right now in shambles because I ripped everything apart. I'm like reorganized the kitchen, I reorganized the living room. The office is still a mess. I have to finish that this weekend because I'm back to work on Monday. But yeah, it's been a great time, and yeah, missed you all.
Yeah, I've missed all of you, and I'm glad that I'm here where I am today. This is my one full day in my place this week,
Wow.
Good.
and then tomorrow I'm back up to Estes Park again.
You're spending it with us.
Yeah, so of course I'm spending my one full day at home with all of you.
Be looking for it.
Yep.
Talking BS.
That's right. And speaking of Patrice, since it's the first show of the year, we should probably recap our predictions from last year.
Yes, we're
See how we
quick.
did.
We'll
Yes.
keep it short. I mean, you can just go back a year. That was January 5th, 2024, if you want to listen to it again. It's on the website. So we had about eight predictions and three non-graded ones. Not gonna, I think I'm not gonna spoil anything when I say, well, what do you guess how many we got right? Like out of the eight?
Almost none. Oh, out
Yeah,
of eight, I'm going
close.
to say two.
Two out of eight. Spot on. Exactly two out of
I
eight.
was
Oh.
thinking almost none was high.
I mean,
I was giving us the benefit of the doubt.
yeah, exactly. Accidentally, we might have hit one. So Dave had
Yes.
predicted that in 2024. By the way, the rules are only anything that happened until December 31st did count. So, and I had to be able to Google it. So not a rumor of something happening. It had to be
So
actually.
which were the two that landed then?
I'll just go through them real quick. So Dave said M3 processor in the iPad Pro. We actually got an M4, so that was wrong. That was good, but wrong. DMA mandated changes to App Store will go live worldwide. Did not happen. We got little things here and there, but most of the stuff is still limited to EU. I said the Vision Pro will stay on the M2, and I was right. We didn't know back then, but it's about almost. Yeah, I think about a year ago they announced finally when it was even shipping. So that was good. So that one I got. Jeff said the AirPods Max refresh because of a new high-resolution audio codec. Refresh is
Nope.
even pushing it to
I
call that
wouldn't
a
even call it
refresh.
a refresh.
Yeah, it was new colors.
it's a port fresh. It
Yeah.
doesn't. Yeah, it doesn't even do
Yes.
audio over USB-C.
No, it's literally just, hey, we have to sell USB-C AirPods Max in the EU, so
Yeah.
let's just do
It's
that.
an EU fresh.
EU fresh,
Yes.
yes.
You fresh. You fresh.
Dave said, second round, new Apple TV. Nope, didn't get anything on the Apple TV. I mean, barely we got any new
It's been
software on the
pretty
Apple TV.
stagnant for a while, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's been, I think, like three,
That's what
four
it does, and
years.
that's the end of it. I think it's because
Yeah.
it's most of it on other TVs and things like that, isn't it? Because I mean, I know my TV's got the Apple app on it, and
Yes.
Fire Stick can do the Apple app and all that kind of stuff. So there's no need to have a box anymore.
Yeah.
Although purchasing's difficult. I tried to purchase off me Amazon Fire Stick the other week. Wasn't having it. Not interested.
No. I mean, we'll get one, but the question is when. Ben, you said a low-end A17 institutional Mac. Nope. Nope, didn't get anything low-end institutional anything, to be honest. My prediction, kind of negative, but I unfortunately or fortunately I was right. I said Vision Pro will not come to Austria in 2024. Yeah, we didn't get that. Only Germany, UK, France, I think, got it in Europe. So, well, not a tough one. I kind of guessed that would happen
Well,
at
to
this
be
point.
fair though, if Germany got it, then Austria got it.
Well, not technically, because even the App Store, you can't go to the Apple Store here. It's still not the same. I mean,
I've got a
that's what
choice.
you can do what I did, right? Go to Munich. Yeah, I know. And Jeff, you had a kind of two-part prediction, a significant change in how Apple is using AI. So far, correct. Siri becomes much more usable for a wider range of things. Nope.
No, nope.
Yeah, we always knew that Apple were going to take AI because it's Apple Intelligence AI, and go, "Oh no, we invented it. Get stuffed."
Yeah. Oh, by the way, there is something in the bylaws that says we cannot reuse the same prediction year to year, right?
I don't think so. It's only between us we can reuse it. Like, so it's not two people saying the same thing because what kind of boy? I think between years we can just redo that.
If you want to keep predicting the same thing that doesn't come true,
Gene
well,
Monster?
I predict things that never come true. So, yeah.
It doesn't matter.
I predict in another year, AI will still be IA, intelligent automation, nothing more.
Well, we're going to get to the predictions if you want to throw them in a second. There were three non-graded I wanted to mention. Slow Horses is going to win
Of
multiple
course, I hadn't
awards.
come there.
You got that, Jeff? I said Vision
At
Pro will
least I
strike at
got something
Q1.
right.
Yes, you did. This one you got. I mean, if only you had actually done that in the graded section. I said Vision Pro will ship in Q1. That turned out to be right. It shipped in February in the US, February 6 or sec, something like that, I think. And Ben had a funny one. Beats phone, iOS with Beats branding. I don't know where that came from, but it was wrong.
Well, I could tell you where it came from, but I can't show it on the show.
Oh, okay.
Well, you can, but it changes our
It was
demographic a
wrong,
bit.
so.
Exactly. It was wrong. So those were our predictions for last year. As we can see, the only two that were correct were mine, both Vision Pro and both in hindsight kind of obvious. So I'm kind of eh.
Yes.
But I'm the queen
I mean,
now.
Ben, if someone says to you, "Look, I know I'm a source, but you can't mention me on any shows," you can say what I'm going to tell you, but you can't mention my name because I'm a source. That kind of stops when they get it completely wrong.
That's true. Good. Yeah, let's jump into 2025. Sorry.
But first, Patrice, since you are no longer full of BS, we're going to have to ask you to leave the show.
Shit. If
Well,
I promise
there
I
goes
will
our
be
little
full
bit of
of
class.
if I promise I will be full of BS for this year, can I stay?
I'll allow
Racing
it.
standards will never end well.
All right. Let's go 2025. So I think we're gonna do two rounds, one each basically. So let's start with Ewan. Did you prepare anything? Probably not. Do you have any guesses what could happen this year
I'm going out
from
for dinner in a
Apple?
bit. I just thought I've got an hour to kill while the missus is in the shower. I'll come and talk to everyone. And now here I am. Do you know, I used to get emails right when I used to do Jeff's job. And it used to write to me and go, "You're an idiot."
Yes,
All I'm
we
going to do today,
all
all I'm going to do today is prove that they wrote the emails 2 years too early.
are. Oh, that's a good idea. If you need a minute to think about it, we'll just to start with Ben.
Well, I mean, it's like if we'd still got Dr. Appy Mac around and Greeny, we'd be predicting the resurgence of Scuzzy and System 6, wouldn't
We
we? Do
would,
you know what?
and ADB.
I'm going to
Yes.
be predicting. I'm going to predict Apple's going to be a bit boring this year.
Okay, how do we measure boring?
Me thinking, right? Look, there's a lot of people out there not doing so great at the moment. Financially, the world is still struggling from the after effects. COVID. Certainly, Britain is struggling with the after effects of the EU. It's cost us it's an utter debacle. And it's hitting us in the pocket. We've got a Labour government in that's got a huge hole in the Treasury that it's trying to fill. There isn't going to be a lot of money out there for oohs and ahs. So I think Apple are probably going to consolidate a little bit this year. There's going to be, yeah, there'll be innovations. There'll be stuff that they go, "Oh, well, we've been working on this, so we'll trial it out." But I think they know that the world out there is not buying anything that's. They're not going to release something like the Pro again, where it's a completely different genre. I think they'll
Okay.
build on the lines that they've got, but they won't release a huge earth-shaking product that is going to be like that was, where it was like, "Yeah, okay, this is a completely different way of working."
So basically, what you're saying is no major earth-shaking product will be released this year, like all
Yeah,
the
I just
incremental ones.
I feel like there's a lot of, and this still applies much to Nvidia and those kind of people as well as maybe even Oracle and those kind of, the fact that they're actually going to consolidate with what they've got because it's a tough old market out there. There's not a lot of money for a lot of firms to spend on massive innovations when they need to innovate because I think as well, interaction with AI services will change, even though they're not particularly great as AI. So I think people will jump on that bag and consolidate against what they've got. And I think generally in the tech, we'll see a fairly boring year.
Yeah, I have to agree. I think, I mean, for all the reasons you said, and also because we've had the last year and the year before, kind of with the Vision Pro, a major new platform. I don't think Apple only does that every couple of years, like 7 to 9 years or something. So I think it's gonna take a while. Good one, Ben. 2024, five.
Okay.
Sorry.
Five.
Five.
I predict it'll be
Four is
2025.
done. Yes.
Okay. One product currently using an IPS or mini IPS display will move to OLED. At least one product.
Go on, which one? What's your best guess? You can't just say, you've got to give us a for instance or a best guess of all of those.
Yeah.
Because
Yes.
that's a big slice. I don't think it will, but you've got to give us a.
Most likely will be the iPhone SE. Is that
If
just
we
on
even get an SE.
cost?
Yeah. Yeah, rumor has it might be the 16E. Okay. A new lowest end iPhone will switch to an OLED display.
I like that.
What's the logic behind the change? Just cost.
Yeah, it's cheaper at this point probably to just make the same
There you go.
display that they've been making a billion times.
Yeah, plus everybody's kind of moving over to OLED right now.
There's a retooling cost as well in all of that, which you wouldn't have to do necessarily in the production of the base screen itself. Yeah. You can purchase them from third-party suppliers if you're low on volumes.
Good one. We'll see. We'll see. I'm not sure we will get an iPhone SE at all this year, but I might
We've got to
be.
hold him to the we've got to hold to the SE though. Or low end brand. I'll give you low
Yeah,
end.
he said lowest end,
Low
so
end
I
item.
will
Yeah, all
say
right. Yeah.
probably SE. Okay,
Right.
Jeff.
And SE could get changed to a different name.
True, yeah. We'll see.
Yeah,
Jeff.
whatever the low end brand is. Yeah.
My turn. Okay. Apple is not going to do any hardware refresh at all
Ooh.
for Apple Vision Pro.
Yeah, I don't believe that either. It's powerful
Yes.
enough.
Yeah, the
Mm-hmm.
next refresh, I mean, it could come in 2026, but it's not coming in 2025.
Yeah,
That
so
was
I
my.
mean, I would
Oh,
say
did I
that.
steal yours, Patrice?
No, I mean, I would have picked this, yes, but I have others, no worries.
No,
You're first.
he's picking that it's coming to Austria.
No.
apologies. Is that because you think that there's not it's not lazy with development at the moment? Because it doesn't
I
feel
think
like
it's
it's had much
I think it's
support.
because it's already where Apple wants it for the stage of development that it's in, and this is still a niche product. And you remember the days when Apple talked about Apple TV as a hobby? I think there's a little bit of that mentality going along with Apple Vision Pro right now as they build it up to be its true own independent platform, like iPhone versus Mac.
Yeah. I just think, you know, that you can laugh at Ballmer doing the developers thing from 10 years ago, but he's still right. No, he's still right. If you want a platform to grow, you've got development, and there isn't development really. You would have expected within a year to have had a lousy platform, you know, as I mean, lousy with apps that were available. Even crap ones would be in there, but they're just not.
Yeah, I'm
I think they'll come.
they will come, but I think I said that in the past, like I see it for early 2026, and the reason is, as you said, the hardware does have limitations. Like I'm pretty sure Apple's intelligence is if it comes at all, which I doubt, it's not going to come with a lot of features to it, because it is running with the M2. It's running rather at the limit of what it can do right now, because it's doing a lot. So I don't think, but I don't think Apple is so pushed in getting Apple Intelligence on the Vision Pro. They have other platforms that they have to do it first on. Other more, let's say, more important, more selling devices. I think Vision Pro, as much as it is important long term, is right now not the highest priority for Apple. So they're going to very slowly develop it as they've been doing this year or last year. So 2026. I'm going to switch to different Vision Pro prediction. I'm going to say Vision OS 3.0 will have improvements to Spatial FaceTime. For me, Spatial FaceTime is one of the best ways to actually socially use the Vision Pro right now. I love the InSpace app, but Spatial FaceTime, I literally last weekend, I watched a movie together with, I think, one Brit and three Americans. In where were we? Don't remember. I think on a lake somewhere. It's like one of the lake environments. I don't remember which one it was. Like we were literally sitting on the banks of a lake. The screen was over the water, massive big screen. It was better than any movie theater, and we were watching it together in Spatial FaceTime, sitting right next to each other. I could look to the left, to the right, and talk to the people. I could hear them spatially where they were sitting. All of that. If they got up and got something, I could see them get up and walk away and all of that. It was magical. And I think this is one of the best features that Apple has. It shows off what the Vision Pro can do really well. And I think they will continue working on it.
I agree. I like the movie theater when I did the demo, but I just felt it was a little bit too far. The screen was a little bit too far away.
You should have stood up and walked closer to it.
There's actually, in the movie theater setting, you can even change where you're sitting. But yeah, you can actually, yes, you have some control over where you are. Yeah, it's going to be, as I said, I think there's more to do. Some people are thinking about like a full body. Like right now, I think the body ends somewhere up here. But people are, and the rest is kind of like a genie, like a ghost. And people are thinking, hey, maybe we should chuck a full body. I don't think the Vision Pro is capable of doing it right now. But if someone can figure it out, it's Apple. So we'll see. So that's my prediction. Round two.
Bite.
Ewan, second one.
I think Apple is going to take a device which is solidly in the pro market, but at the lower end of the pro market, and make a version for education.
Apple will take a device from the pro market.
So one of the high-end, smaller format iPads. It'll get a processor in it, but it'll be priced for education market.
I like that.
I just could definitely see that.
At the moment, in terms of graphic interface, use of AI within graphic, and imagery changes, editing processes, filmmaking, that kind of thing. So I think they'd need a platform which has got a bit more oomph that a student can then work on without expecting them to go to mom and dad for it.
And without the cost involved as well.
Yeah. It's not going to be stellar, don't get me wrong, but they'll give a higher end chip to a smaller size device that'll fit in the education market.
Yeah, given, I mean, AI, Apple Intelligence, all of that, and the needs for higher end chips, I think, yeah, that makes sense. And education would be, I think, one of the prime targets for something like this. So that makes sense. Ben, your second prediction.
The iPhone Air will be real.
The iPhone Air. What do you mean with the iPhone Air?
There's a whiff of failure in the room. Sorry, Ben. I'm going back to Kyle now with the, what was the one, the flip iPhone, and what was the other one? Yeah. Like a smaller form factor iPhone, or one that was like square or something, the square iPhone. That was it.
Yep. It will be a physically slimmer iPhone that The part how I'm going to say it isn't going to be graded, is basically going to be the first step towards a foldable.
Okay, so what does what I mean, does it have to be named the iPhone Air exactly, or like how do you want to play that?
A new slimmer SK iPhone SKU.
I'll put iPhone Air in brackets about it. Okay. And you think it's gonna we're gonna head towards a foldable? Why not do a foldable to begin with then?
Rather than have it be completely, utterly expensive,
As
have
if Apple has a
a
problem with
no, but
that.
have kind of have a step model to develop the technology.
Okay.
So essentially that will get paid off, and then Apple's able to go into foldables with more mature, a more mature
Hardware.
platform.
And going back 10 years, I think we're into the conversation where there is a TV at Apple, which is an Apple TV, as in Apple made it, but it never got released. I guarantee you there's a foldable iPhone at Apple at the moment. They haven't released it because foldable phones, the quality is not there on the screens. The interfaces are kludgy as hell. They jump and pop all over the place. And the cracks that appear across it after minimal use just aren't there. Apple's got a foldable phone, but they're never going to release it because they can't make it function
And
to the desired standard that is Apple. I mean, that is a positive, negative. I'm not saying they can't make it work because they're crap.
Yeah, I have to agree. I don't think, I mean, they've probably tried it. They've probably tried it 10, 15 years ago. It is definitely an Apple's like Apple's way of doing things is, as you said, Ben, to sometimes release certain hardware features.
Doable, it would be done.
Just to get the platform ready, but I don't think this is gonna happen. Sorry.
Apple's reluctance is going to be quality based as a concern, nothing else, I don't think.
Yeah, quality and at the end of the day also price. I mean, yes, they can charge higher and they have no problem charging higher, but if if people must be also be willing to pay for it, so the quality must be there, and I don't think it would be.
I think the thing, Ben, is if there's anyone someone at Apple who has a eureka moment and makes it work, you're bank, mate, because that will happen in a heartbeat. Second they do it, you're on.
Jeff, what's your final prediction for this year?
Okay, do I want to go total crackpot or just the one that's probably wrong?
Total crackpot. Always go crazy.
Okay, here we go. Total crackpot. There will be a Beats branded HomePod product. So it'll be like a HomePod mini, but it's a Beats version of it.
Like a J wipe.
So it has
You
to
mean
somehow
the
look similar to a HomePod that we can recognize it, right? Otherwise.
Yeah, it's HomePod functionality, but in a Beats speaker.
You mean the device they promised us during the AirPlay 2 launch like years ago?
See? Crackpot theory.
Okay. Interesting. Interesting that we get every year a little Beats thing and then it doesn't seem to happen.
Well,
I mean,
we have to keep the Beats love alive.
yeah, I mean, I'm not even sure why Apple is keeping Beats alive at all, but that's
I'm
my
not sure why they're keeping the HomePod alive because it has it's a subdivision of TV and home, and the price is poor for it now. It doesn't look like they've invested anything in it for God knows how long. I think it's a dead product for them. They just
It
have
must be selling well.
Yeah, they keep
It's a
releasing
brand
new ones.
recognition.
Yeah.
Yeah,
It's true.
why is it still selling? Because Sonos really screwed up.
No.
Yeah, that's true. But I mean there is other competitors. It's not that Sonos and Apple are the only ones in the market. I mean Bose has quite a good offering, for example. And Amazon Echo.
Like... speak about there. I bought this to go out in the garden, the Anchor.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, Anchor.
The quality of the sound out of that is absolutely stunning, and it's the size of it. I've got a Bose Sound Forge 3 out there that is just, and this is behind it, but not by a long way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, my final prediction is going in the same direction with like home, basically. I think Apple will release a video doorbell. They have everything they need for it. They are building cameras into everything. They have iCloud and the whole iCloud secure video stuff that we've had for years. I think the only thing that's missing, but that doesn't stop Apple, is that Matter doesn't support it yet. But Apple can just do Apple Home. They don't care about that. And then wait for Matter to catch up at some point. I think it was even supposed to be happen this year, last year, and then didn't. So, I mean, they have everything they need, and it's a market that is full of crap and really bad, like, privacy concerns. Like, look at all the Ring stuff that happened, and they were actually quite good products, but they just messed it up completely. So I think that would be something where Apple would step in and say, well, we can do it more secure, more private, all of that, and it's easy for them to do.
Yeah, and...
the interesting thing there, again, a quality issue. Sorry, Ben. The quality issue there is that the problem you got with the Ring doorbell is the latency on it from where you get the chime for movement and then you get the Ring comes through. That can be quite a distance apart from it.
Yes.
And again, with Apple, I don't think, unless they can solve that problem, I don't think they do that device. So they have got, and they've got a seriously best what Amazon are doing at the moment with the Ring, because the Ring's not enough at the moment for that. So if they've done that, I agree. I think that'd be a great product.
Yeah, but if I think that is something Apple could do. I mean, they've done low latency stuff where others struggled with it. Like, I mean, even to, like, nobody thought Apple could do high quality audio like the AirPods are doing. And then Apple proved them wrong. So I think if anybody can do it, that would be Apple. And if anybody would be trusted with a device like this, that would also be Apple. So I think... would make sense. We'll see.
And here's the other thing on this. Apple and a couple other tech giants have now accepted Matter certification as full certification into their ecosystem.
Yes.
So essentially, why this would be made by Apple, it could then work on your Samsung smart things or Amazon or Google smart homes.
Yeah.
So Apple would have a definite, you know, market for this, the people who want a smart doorbell, but also worry about privacy.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not so sure Apple would care about that too much. I think they would still tie it into iCloud and say, you need an iCloud subscription, you need a Mac, an iPhone, whatever.
100%, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah,
and... maybe they do Matter, but it's like, okay, yeah, you can watch your video, but if you want any advanced features, yeah, good luck.
Well, Apple would also have to write the drivers for the other platforms.
Yeah, and then not if it's Matter. If it's Matter-based, then that wouldn't be necessary. But Matter doesn't support it yet.
I thought you still had to... Mm-mm. Oh, okay.
No, it's a standard at the end.
Yeah, they just have to essentially get Matter drivers, which then work at the individual platforms.
Yeah, but as I said, like, Matter doesn't even support it yet. It was supposed to be happening with the last release, and then they pulled it out last second. So maybe this year. We'll see.
That's how babies get made.
Hold on last second. Okay. Anybody got any non-graded extra predictions you want to throw into the mix? Ben, go for it.
I'm trying to check. I have to go. I'm out for dinner tonight, so it's been lovely. I'll try and be here next week as well if I can.
Thank you for joining
us. It's been a treat getting to see you.
It's been good. I've really enjoyed it. I didn't feel so stupid after all.
Right? I mean, hang out with us, you suddenly feel smarter.
That's true, yeah.
Right, I'll see you all next week, I hope. Take care,
everyone.
Bye.
Bye, everyone.
Yeah, my upgrade prediction. First upgrade prediction, Ewan might show up again.
Okay. Ewan might show up again on the Mac Show. Okay.
But my actual serious one, M series Apple TV.
Wow, okay. That's a good one.
I like that one.
That would make a lot of sense. I mean, one Apple is pushing towards M series everywhere. For AI, it would be better to have it, especially if they're adding more home support and whatever. Like maybe even offloading some stuff on the Apple TV when it comes to whatever Apple Watches or HomePods or whatever for Apple Intelligence. Yeah, that would make sense. And maybe games?
Definitely games. They also have now have a casing that would perfectly fit such a device.
Yes. But it's too expensive. I think they would make it out of plastic. Okay.
But I mean a form factor.
The form factor. Yeah, that makes sense. I mean the Mac Mini, right? Yeah, makes sense. Good one. Jeff, anything?
Sure, I'll throw my three that I didn't use
Mm-hmm.
into the ungraded. Okay, so first one, this will be a big surprise when it happens, if it happens. Apple's going to cancel one of their big name shows from Apple
Okay.
TV. And since I'm not staying current on which shows have been announced to be renewed and which haven't, I'm thinking it's For All Mankind, and everyone's going to be like, "What?"
Yeah, or the spin-off.
Oh, so now there's going to be a spin-off?
Yeah, there's a spin-off and they have announced, I think they have announced another season of All Mankind, but I don't think they've said whether it's the last one or not.
Yeah.
Okay, well
I
then
mean
in that case, that'll be the last one.
yeah, especially the spin-off is For All Mankind, but from the Soviet perspective.
Yeah, which kind of
Oh.
tells me that they are running out of ideas.
Yeah.
They have
Okay,
to
so
retell
next.
it from a different perspective.
Yeah. I mean that worked okay for part of Ender's Game, but yeah.
Kind of, yeah.
All right, so next one,
Yep.
the USB-C Apple Pencil, so their economy priced Apple Pencil, it's going to get canceled this year or discontinued.
God, I hope so.
That makes sense. It's
Yeah,
confusing. The lineup is so confusing right now.
I mean,
and
not
it's
only
actually a
that.
poor product.
Yes. I mean, ESR just released a product that is better for $30.
Okay, last one. The home pad, when it comes out, it's not going to be like the rumors are saying, where it's a iPad that's grafted to a home pod. So it's not going to be a display speaker combo.
Okay, interesting. It's not a display. I mean, it doesn't mean it doesn't have a display or a speaker, but it's not a display speaker combo
Yeah, I mean
like we
it's
thought
going
of.
to have right. Like a current iPad you buy today, sure, it's a display speaker combo,
Yes, it
but
has
it's
both.
not like an iPad that's grafted onto a
Yeah.
HomePod,
Yeah.
which is basically what the rumor is.
Okay. HomePad is not a display speaker combo. iPad grafted onto a HomePod. Written down. Nice. Okay, anything
Okay.
else?
That's my stuff.
Yep, I got another one.
Sure.
Apple Intelligence is primary focus of WWDC 25.
Please don't. I mean, this is very likely going to happen, but I'm like, I don't. My prediction last night was that Google I/O will be again all Apple, all in AI focused and no hardware, and I'm kind of dreading that because it's. I don't think that's a good idea. Please don't do that, Apple. Mine. I'm saying Apple Vision Pro is finally coming to Austria.
We can live in hope.
Yeah, I mean this
Yeah,
year would be the year.
Don't count your chickens, Patrice.
No, I mean, I have one, so it's probably not. But I think it's finally time. They have enough. They have still a bunch of European countries to come to. And since Germany already has it, it's not a big leap for them to do that.
Yeah. Ben, you said chickens. I think the proper saying is, don't count your Stubentakers before they catch.
And I'm adding on to my graded pick. I'm graded prediction. I'm saying there will also be a security camera, so not just a video doorbell, but also a security camera.
That makes sense.
Yeah. So yeah. I mean, it's kind of the same thing, right? It's not. Yeah, you package the
it's
same
just
thing
a
in
different
a different
case.
Yeah, different. Yeah. Whatever. Sell $1,000 like stand for it, and then.
Hey Apple, while you're at it, could I get a lever lock, because we do not have deadbolts in these parts.
They could sell a whole package and call it like Apple Safe Home, where you get the video doorbell and two or three of their security cameras.
Yeah, I mean, Apple could totally do that, like sell a whole security package, but I'm not sure they really want to. I think that might be going a little bit too far.
Yeah. See, and we get it empowered by Apple Intelligence, so you would never be able to get into your house again.
Exactly. It's like, nope. It's like, I don't recognize you. Nope. I don't know who you are. I don't know who I am. Like, you're not getting in here. Like, but there is like a movie theater like 2 miles away.
Yes. I know we were trying to give you directions to your house. Here's this place in North Carolina.
Exactly. No. Right. No. Whatever. Sweden, Stockholm.
Yes.
S lady, activate my smart home security. Playing Rihanna.
Oh God, we're funny.
Work. I know you don't work.
Oh, hey.
Yeah, I think we've.
I've lost track.
Yes.
Do we still talk about a sponsor on this show?
No, we don't. I might have mentioned them yesterday just to thank them, but no, we don't.
Okay. Well, then in that case, I've lost track of time. Do we have time for any news?
We do have a couple minutes and cool things. Yes, we have a couple minutes for news and couple minutes for cool things.
All right.
We started about 40 minutes ago, so it should be.
Oh, great. Then we do. Okay. So how about if we start with the whole thing with Apple is using Shazam to tell us who the breakthrough artists of 2025 are going to be.
Oh my God.
Which is a great way to set up who the breakthrough artist of 2025
exactly.
will
I
be.
Exactly. I think that's what I said on In Touch with iOS. Like, it's literally it's kind of self-fulfilling, right? If you like, especially given the prominence that Apple has in the world and Apple Music has in the world, it's very easy. It's like, hey, look at these artists. They're going to be the breakthroughs for this year. Basically securing that they're going to be the breakthroughs for this year.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a great way to do it.
Yes.
All right. So while we're poking fun at this, I still think this is a much better way to give some sort of visibility to an artist than what we have generally, which is discoverability completely sucks. So yes. Apple saying, hey, here's some discoverability for you.
Yeah.
And it's
here's
also way better than what Shazam does.
Here's a playlist. Here's a playlist. By the way, those might be new things, maybe. Or not.
Yeah. And it's better. I said Shazam. It's better than what Spotify's doing, which is a total scammy way of diluting out legit artists.
Yes. Yeah. And if you don't know what we're talking about, then go use your favorite search engine and find that artist.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And Jeff, shouldn't you be turning into a superhero every time you say that?
Jeff,
how
man.
Do you know I'm not? Yeah, maybe my superhero persona matches my secret identity. So the only thing that I have to do to go from regular Jeff to Uber Jeff is take off the glasses, shove frickin' Zam.
And put on pants.
I don't want to be a superhero anymore.
No. Jeff Man is the Uber Jeff is the superhero without pants.
Right. Okay. The funny thing for me is I took my glasses off to show my secret identity, and even though I'm what, less than 24 inches from my display, I couldn't see either of you.
Yeah.
Yeah, but superheroes
See,
don't
Jeff.
need to see anything, right?
I know. But
Clearly, or yeah.
Jeff, you're supposed to ask it like this. Do you want to know my secret identity? I'm Batman.
Hey, do you want to know my secret identity? I'll beat it into you when you need to know my secret identity.
Because I'm Batman.
I'm Batman.
Let's talk about another new story. I think
I
we've done
agree.
with Shazam
Right. Okay, then how about Apple saying, hey, you know, all these people that are complaining about selling all of the data that we're not collecting from Siri, and now you have a lawsuit. Apple says, no, we've actually never done that, but here's some money to make you all shut up and go away.
Okay, I'll take it.
Yeah. This is kind of typical for the US. It's like instead of actually fighting it, they're just like, oh, we can give you 100 million, which we make in like 3 seconds, and then go away.
And, well, you know, and you said United States. That is exactly the way to look at this. We live in a deep pockets litigation society. So for those of you that don't get what I'm saying, in the United States, people and attorneys, they I
They're
just
not people
separated
editors.
attorneys from people.
Yes,
Okay, didn't realize what I was
please don't
doing,
sue
but
us for this one.
lovely.
Yes, attorneys are classified as Nosferatu.
Yeah, there you go. Yep. Anyhow, they look for companies with the deepest pockets, meaning the most money, and then they will create a lawsuit to get those companies that have lots and lots of money to just give them some. And in some cases, those lawsuits are crafted with the strategy that they will never actually get
I
to
would say in
trial.
most cases, that's the threat strategy.
Yeah, they're just building up a case to hopefully get the payout before trial.
Yeah, and I mean, you know who gets the most of the payout, right? It's not the people
Lawyers.
who, it's the lawyers, yes.
Yep. So in this case, Apple is saying, no, we did not actually do what this lawsuit claims, but here's some money. Go the frick away. Go the fork away.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, this is not a surprise to anybody. One, Apple actually asks you whether you want to share your data to improve Siri, and they tell you what it means and like what to use it for and so on. So this is not a surprise.
Right.
So.
And if Apple was selling our data to other companies, there would be other indicators to back that up.
Yes.
Not the least of which would be some company at some point bragging about how they have the best data because it comes straight from Apple.
It comes from Apple, yeah. I mean, that will probably be one of the most valuable data sources on the planet. It's like the hype, people who are willing to pay larger sums of money usually. I mean, we see that on the App Store and so on. Yeah, that would be very valuable.
Jeff, dude, don't give the shareholders ideas.
Yeah, if nothing else works, they can still sell the data for Apple, right?
Right. All right, well, we're just cranking through the stories that I had
Yeah.
set aside in case we had
Sure.
time. So here's the next one. And yeah, this is a clarification from Apple. They're saying, hey, We're going to fix some of this Apple Intelligence stuff so that the summaries you get from news headlines aren't confusing, which is a great way of saying aren't wrong.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just looking at the three. I mean, you picked the three worst articles I've seen so far, and they're all published on the same day. So something was happening that day. Maybe a slow news day.
I'm feeling like based on the news that I've been seeing, and granted, I've been very busy, so I haven't followed super closely. I haven't seen any really fascinating news stories.
Yeah, that's probably why.
Wait, it's like it's the second week of January or something.
Yeah, or something. Yeah, but I mean, Apple did actually have a bunch of like announcements that happened. But yeah, okay, let's
Oh,
talk
they
about this.
did?
They did, yeah. Like typical Fitness Plus stuff, for example, where we got some new stuff.
Well, then
So.
why don't we talk about that and we'll say, I just gave everyone a PSA
Yeah, I mean, fake
and.
headlines. Anybody who's confused about LLMs and summarization sometimes going wrong hasn't paid attention for the last, I don't know,
Yeah.
year or two.
Right.
Done?
I will
Yeah.
share my personal experience with summarization gone wrong. I'm in a text to message conversation with a friend, and they sent me several messages, and I get the pop-up on my iPhone screen to give me the summary of the conversation, and the summary said that my friend was looking forward to doing dinner with me and my ex-wife next week.
You were looking
And I'm
forward
like,
to that.
what? And which it actually wouldn't be a bad thing because my ex-wife and I we're on good terms, but when I went and read the actual conversation, that in fact is not what it said at all, and did not
Well,
in fact reference my ex-wife.
yes.
Interesting.
I mean, at least you're not Rafael Nadal.
Right? So I've got that going for me.
Yes.
Patrice, tell us about the Fitness Plus thing.
Yeah. So I just grabbed the thing from the Apple Newsroom, which is, I mean, for official at least things, always a good thing. As is tradition, beginning of the year, and we talked about it during the Christmas quiz because I asked some questions about it. So keep this in mind. There will be a Christmas quiz this year, and I will probably ask about what happened, and nobody will remember it as always.
True.
Yeah. They did some, I mean, makes sense, January and all of that. They did some Fitness Plus, like improvements, new content, whatever you want to call it. There is like some artist spotlights, for example, with Janet Jackson, Coldplay, Bruno Mars, Kendrick Lamar. We have Time to Walk episodes featuring Adam Scott, for example, from Severance coming up. It's like. Alex Wang is doing a exclusive dance workout takeover. It's a like a really good choreographer. If you know him, then you know why this is exciting. We get a three perfect weeks of strength kind of program that guides users through the process of building and maintaining strength. So if that is something, actually, I'm very interested in that. If that is something you wanna start with, that's definitely a nice program. I think it's like 30 minutes to 12 30-minute workouts in 3 weeks. So I can do the math. It's about every second day or something. So that's really cool. I looked into it and I'll try that. If you're into pickleball, there is new kind of. New exercises, new programs for that. So strength, endurance, and agility for pickleball. So if you want to train for your next pickleball championship, professional pickleball champion Catherine Pethrin, and I'm gonna butcher her last name, Parenteau, is she's the number one in both singles and doubles, and she is featured in those exercises. So it's coming from, I think, hopefully a good place.
Yep, so if you want to be better at mini tennis.
Yeah, I mean, pickleball is massive right now.
Ah.
So, yeah, might be something that people want to look into. Yoga peak poses is also cool if you're into yoga. It's kind of a workshop style experience, kind of with an attention to form and to education. So like, how do you do the poses correctly and all of that? Each session spotlights a single peak pose, like dancer, twisted hand to big toe, and so on, so that you can like focus on that one and build confidence and build skill. They're 10 minutes each, so. Or actually, no, there's a 10-minute warm-up before, and then a 10-minute practice session, so 20 minutes in total. And then I really liked that, and I had a discussion on in touch with iOS about that, the breath meditation sessions. So there is, I think, 12 meditation sessions, like belly breathing, box breathing, and so on. There is probably better places out there to, like, learn or to practice that. But it is a good starting point for, because it's introduction sessions. So if you don't know anything about this, if you want to get into it and you're like, where do I even start? This is a good introduction. Especially box breathing is quite common when you have anxiety or anything like that. It does actually help and is scientifically proven to help with that. So yeah, it's a set, a lot of really cool stuff. And last but no means least, Fitness Plus is teaming up with Strava. So if you have the Strava app, the Strava experience, you have a subscription maybe with them. The integration with like Fitness Plus is really cool. You can share a Fitness Plus workout to Strava, and then the Strava app will show details, like rich details, including the episode image, the number, training name, metrics, and all of that, so that you can include that into your Strava workouts. So it's really cool. A lot of stuff. And of course, that's the typical cool Apple Watch activity rings for the new year, for January. If you close all three activity rings for 7 days in a row in January, you get a special limited edition. Like, what's it called? Batch? No. Award, whatever it's called.
A medal, award. Medal. I don't remember what they're calling them.
Yes. So, Fitness Plus, tons of good content. I especially right now, I mean, a lot of people are starting. Honestly, instead of spending whatever, going to a gym, getting a subscription there, and then going for like 3 weeks and then paying for the entire year massive amounts of money, maybe give Fitness Plus a try first.
Yeah, that's
can cancel cool at any time. So, or it's already included if you have Apple One, for example.
I do like what Apple's doing with Fitness Plus. And when they first announced it, I was cautiously optimistic, but leaning more towards pessimistic about its success. And I'm glad that I was that I was wrong with my pessimism.
Yeah. No, I mean, they've been. I wasn't super optimistic in the beginning as well, because I thought that would be one of those Apple things that you start doing and then they kind of stop, right? Because Apple has done a lot of editorial things where they kind of have, like, Apple News is on high hopes and a lot of goals and whatever, and then it kind of never happens and they stop doing it. But they've been pumping out content on Fitness Plus constantly, adding new categories, adding new things, adding new programs, adding like time to walk and all of that, getting artists involved, doing running sessions. Like, they've been doing a ton of stuff. And of course, not for everybody. Like, it depends on what you want to do, what you're interested in, what your fitness level is, and so on. And like, not saying it replaces a gym or anything else, personal trainer, all of that. For sure doesn't, but it does help people get excited about things. Like, I love the dance exercises, for example. Like, I had literally a discussion the other day with some people on InSpace about this. Like, what they
you can
really
actually
enjoy.
Dance.
Yeah, I mean, I can't dance for shit, but I don't care because it's just fun to do. It's good music and it's easy enough to follow. And if I get it wrong and nobody sees me, like, it doesn't matter. Like, I can just keep going, and it's just 20 minutes of I done so fast.
So and you're moving, and yeah. you're moving, doing aerobic, you're doing anaerobic, yeah. And you're having fun.
Yeah, exactly. So, and there's so many other things. There's like, I know some people are doing rowing or like bikes, like stationary bikes or whatever. It's like a million different things. Like, you don't have to always do the crazy stuff. Yoga is good. I can highly recommend it.
Awesome. All right. Well, let's do some cool things then before we wrap up.
Okay. That's good.
And who has the first cool thing?
Hold on.
I have to remember what I wanted to do as a cool thing.
That would be Ben. And and Ben, tell us about your amazingly priced cool thing.
Okay. This is something that I had been looking at for quite a while, but kind of dismissed it because I thought, at this price, a Qi 2 3-in-1 charger with iPhone/Android device, now that they're actually being including Qi 2, Apple Watch, and Qi for like your AirPods, plus a 30-watt charger and cable, yeah, that would just be too good to be true. Well, a couple days ago, I forget what publication it was in, but a reputable, someone reputable wrote a review of this, said, hey, this is completely legit. So I plunked down the $30, which is half off 60, which is what you'd expect something like this to be. And yeah, this totally works. Includes the charger, includes the cable. It's got this nice lighted base that you can actually turn on and off the light for. It ain't ever going off for me. Nice strong magnet. The Apple Watch stays secure. It's getting a good stand for basically the price of just a standalone Qi charger.
That's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Spoiler alert, but as soon as I can, I'm going to be ordering a second one for my bedroom. I'll see if I can get it around. Hopefully the core is long enough, but yeah. Hold on.
It's invisible.
I'm going to temporarily turn this off and you'll see my very.
Wait, crappy... we're not going to see your throne anymore.
Oh,
no, you're going to see the top. Yeah.
Yeah. It looks good.
That's cool. Yeah. This is pretty awesome.
That it is.
Very cool. And at half off, that's a super awesome deal.
Yeah.
All right, Patrice.
So I have to grab mine because it's quite big. I've been looking for kind of a good backpack for traveling with my Vision Pro. And it's taken me almost 6 months to find it. Like, I tried different travel bags for the Vision Pro. I got here a camera backpack from Kaden, I think is the company. It was recommended, I think, on Reddit, and I've recommended to like a ton of people on InSpace, and all of them bought it, all of them liked it. So I have this marshmallow case from Apple for the Vision Pro. I've tried others, and I've liked them more or less than this one. But the problem is, if you throw that in a standard backpack, it takes up a lot of space. I'm traveling. Like, I got my Vision Pro, I got like usually an external battery, I got like all the liquids and medications and like other stuff that I'm traveling with, cables, chargers, like all of that. And like, if you're going through security, especially in Europe, you have to take all of that out, or most of that out, especially the Vision Pro. So it's always a mess, like you take it out and then you have to pack it all back up again, and it's all kind of tight and squeezing in and whatever. It's all not great. So I was looking for a backpack and I found this Kaden one. And the cool thing is, this actually comes with, I don't know if I have it here. No, I don't. Ah, it's over there. Let me grab that. So this comes actually, it's a camera bag. So it comes with a little like side bag like this, which has also a strap and whatever if you want it, which is usually where you would put your camera in. You can take that out of the backpack. So this side compartment you see here, that's where this would go in, and there's a zipper and it would close. But what is perfect is it literally fits the Vision Pro. So I can literally just slide the Vision Pro into that little side thing and then close the zipper and it's in Ooh. There. And if I need to take it out, I just grab it, pull it out. And there's a lot of space in there. It like fits, there's like a back compartment. I put two 14-inch MacBook Pros in because that's what you're into traveling with. My work machine. It fits, I think easily fits 16-inch, probably even two of them. Which it says 15.6, but easily I think the new fixed 16-inch MacBook Pros fit fine in there. There's so much space. Don't know if you can see that. There's tons of space in there. There's like a whole compartment up here. There's like holders for stuff. It comes with a really weird USB, not USB-C cable, that you can basically plug it into your battery, for example, your external battery, and then have like on the outside, there's a little port here with a standard USB port, which is weird. So I'll see if I can't replace that cable with USB-C cable. I think it should be easily doable. Looks like it. It has like a front pocket. It has the back strap you can put to your handle of your suitcase. You know, like this little thing here, you can throw the handle through. It has so many, it's really nicely cushioned. You can get it in this kind of grayish color and in black if you want to. And it's $80. So it's not even expensive. And I love this thing. So many people have bought it already and they're like super happy with it. So highly recommend
it. It's on sale in the US for $70.
Even cheaper. Yeah, so as I said, and it comes with, like, it has a rain cover, it comes with this, like, the strap, and, like, a little extra pocket, and, like, a million other things. So it's just a really good backpack, and as I said, it's not that much bigger than normal backpacks, but where it matters, where the Vision Pro or a camera would go in, like that little pocket, that's where I needed more space. It still fits under the front seat if you want to, which is important. So, yeah. Good backpack.
That's really cool.
What's your cool thing, Jeff?
Well, I decided I'd start off the year with Lego because why not?
Because why not?
Yeah, but also because it's a cool kit that's out right now, and it's the Tudor Corner. So you're building a little building. It's like the corner building on a street. And it has little shops in it. So there's a clockmaker and a coffee shop.
Aww,
although
coffee
I've
shop.
Already seen someone who got this and redid the coffee shop with some of their own bricks they already had and turned it into a corner pub. And it
of course,
really, really good. then like apartments above, and it has quite a few minifigures to go along with it. So it's a really, really cool looking kit. It has a bunch of really interesting design elements.
There's also a jazz club. Wow.
Oh,
I just saw this. The last picture shows like a bunch of others that it fits with, and I'm like, wow, this actually looks really cool.
I have the Jazz Club, and it was an amazingly fun build. There's so much cool stuff in that Jazz Club build.
Though I do have to say, if it's the Tudor's Corner, isn't everybody just wearing too many clothes in this?
Well, you know. I can custom order the right minifigures to address that problem.
Yeah. Because it just doesn't look HBO.
No, it does not.
Okay.
So, all right. So this kit, 3,266 pieces, and the price is $230, $229.99. Mm-hmm. And that includes 8 minifigures, and every time you add a minifigure, that bumps the price up. So you're getting a really good price per brick on this, because if you do it based on the guideline that I've been using for a long time, and I guess a lot of other people too, a dime a brick, this would be like a $326, $330 kit.
Wow.
And or more because of the number of minifigures. And it's $29.
That's cheap.
Yeah. I know a lot of people are like, that's a lot of money to pay for toys. I've seen how much money grown-ups pay for their toys.
Yeah, this is not a kid's toy, right?
No.
Yeah, this is not for kids. Well, I mean, unless they're older and have that amount of money. And patience.
So, you know, So if anyone's looking for a late birthday present for me, here you go.
See? Can never go wrong.
All right. So with that, it is now time for us to wrap up. And Ewan's gone, so I can't thank him again for joining us, but to his face. But Ewan, thank you for joining us today. Ben, where can people find you?
Well, Jeff, you can find me at Ben Rathig on your social media of choice. You can find my writings and ravings on RathigTech.com. You can also find me on such podcasts as In Touch with iOS with Dave Ginsberg, Mac Voices Live with Chuck Joyner, and The Mac Show here on the British Tech Network.
Awesome. Awesome. And Patrice, how about you? Where can people find you?
Well, almost every week here on The Mac Show on Fridays, on The Big Show on Thursdays. So yesterday we kicked off the British Tech Network year with The Big Show, and we also did the BTNBS there and had a lot of fun with Tom. I was also on Mac Voices a couple of times. On Mac Voices I was once. I was on In Touch with iOS a couple of times, 3 times now in a row. That's not going to continue because now I have to go back to work and it's kind of like, what was it, 2 a.m. something on a Friday. So it's not the time I can usually.
That's kind of hard.
If I have to go to work the next day. And
just quit.
No, I actually like doing it. But yeah, I've been on that. And I don't remember what else I did. I think that was it. Everything you can just find on my website, thepatrice.com. And Jeff and I have a really cool podcast. We've been talking about it on this show and other shows a bunch of times. It's Retro Rewatch. And I always like to show the mark. And Jeff also has one. And yeah, it's really cool. We just wrapped up season one, including the recap that was published last week. This week, I have an idea. I wanna see that I can edit. So it's probably gonna be a little bit. No, it's definitely gonna be a little bit later. It would be out by now. But I have an idea. I wanna like prolong the cliffhanger a little bit for you because Jeff also had to wait. But I think by next week we'll continue with season two and with wrapping up the cliffhanger and what happens in the Serpent's Lair and all of that. So we'll see.
I can't wait to find out what happens in Serpent's Lair.
Yeah, but I think for this week I have a really cool idea and I want to try that. So we'll have a different type of episode. Yeah, so that's it. Retro Rewatch.
Awesome. All right. Then for me, I'm Jay Gamut on the various social medias. And I'm active right now on Mastodon. And I am figuring out what I'm going to be active on instead of Instagram. And then for shows, Chuck Joyner's Mac Voices Live, Dave Ginsberg's In Touch with iOS, here on the British Tech Network for The Big Show and The Mac Show. Brian Chaffin and I do The Context Machine, and as Patrice just pointed out, we do Retro Rewatch, and Patrice, I'm so glad we do this show, because I am really having a lot of fun watching episodes and chatting with you about them. And it's also fun just to hang out with you.
It is. Oh, I love doing it.
Awesome. All right. So with that, everyone is, of course, paying attention. So they just heard me say, I enjoy hanging out with Patrice. Ben, I enjoy hanging out with you as well. So thank you to both of you for being here and making my Friday morning just absolutely wonderful. It's been a treat to hang out with both of you. And if Ewan was still here, I'd tell him it was okay that he was here too.
And then he would say, shut up, Wonka.
Yeah. You know, it's his love language. Yeah. So yes, seriously, thank you for being here and just making this an awesomely wonderful morning for me. And everyone that's watching or listening live, thank you for being here as well. I'm glad you are all part of this. And everyone that's joining in with us later, thank you for being part of this too. I just realized we never told anyone about the live chat. Patrice, do you want to give everyone a super fast, where do they find it thing?
Sure. Live.britishtechnetwork.com whenever we're recording. So Fridays, 4 p.m. UK time for this very show, and Thursdays, 7 p.m. UK time for the big show. And whatever time zone or time that is in your time zone, you will have to figure out yourself, because we all suck at time zone math.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we do.
All timey-wimey.
And in my defense, this is the first show of the year. The fact that I'm actually capable of forming a complete sentence in and of itself is pretty amazing.
Yes. Same.
Yeah. Yeah. So, all right. So with that, thank you again to all of you for being here. Ewan gets a special shout out because not only is he here and awesome, he joined us today. Muller, thank you for making sure we have people for shows. Don't forget to tune in next Thursday for the big show. I'll see if I can remember to be there. Then join us again next Friday for the Mac show. And everyone, have an awesome weekend.